Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Putness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamu ne Musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
N'omusomi wa Bible.
And our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God. We base in this place the new generation. We base in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and His glory. And to move on, reach unto you the part 6.
Akatundu C.
Portion C.
Akokwanukula kwa Katonda.
Of the answering of God.
Eri NC.
Unto the world.
Lwaki waliwe mitawana mingi.
Why there are many troubles.
Bucha omwaka 2022 gutandika.
Verse 6, the year 2020 began.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga tusoko okuleeta okwanukula kwa Katonda.
And we first bring the answering of God.
Answer esoka.
The first answer.
Emanyiddwa nga answer mu answer zizonna.
Known as the answer within all the answers.
Ntikubanga Katonda.
That because God. Officially opens his worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. Praise Jesus much. And that is God's final work on this planet Earth, through which is called nations to work with him. And that work, it's the revival and restoration, the greatest, and the last on this planet Earth, and it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Now we've come seeing that answer, and we are about to wind it up. Then we go in the many answers, those are the heading saying that the prophecy of God which is in the Holy Scriptures has come to pass, and what is next. Praise Jesus much. But before we reach there, let's move on and look to the three ways through which God has come revealing his right promised call, and it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, where God has called nations work with him in the final work on this planet Earth. And that work, it's the revival and restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, and it based in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. We are still winding up the third way, through which God has come revealing that call above. Praise Jesus much. And right now we see the prophecy released within AD, and it bases in the Holy Scriptures from within Uganda and outside Uganda. And we've so far seen like two examples. Those we finished. Where we first got an example,
Australian vision on Uganda.
The Australian vision on Uganda. Where they mostly indicated that God is here and is basing here in Uganda to do his final work on this planet Earth. And the man meant to lead that work is right here in Uganda. He has to be like Prophet Elijah,
Moses,
as the heir to the throne of David, to saying that he appears like King David.
He also
appears like Solomon, his heir. Praise Jesus much. Now when we finished,
we
got an example of vision which came from within Uganda. In the many visions, we singled out the vision of Apostle John Mulinde, a prophecy on Uganda in the year 1995, in the book entitled Nation at the Crossroads, where he mostly said, where God told him
that
the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit was about to happen on Uganda. What we got explained well, that the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, was sent in the whole earth to lead us in God's final work on His planet earth. In the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit is to break down every barrier to God's final work on His planet earth. And the many others we last heard, as that vision is. Now in this time, we get this latest vision, the latest prophecy on the nation of Uganda,
and
speaks of the mighty move of the Holy Spirit
facing
in Uganda, in the mighty move of the revival within power, in the mighty one, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and they pass through the evangelist, the pastor, and the prophet Benny
Hinn.
When he was at Ghana, God gave him a vision.
Then
he showed him the mighty move of the Holy Spirit,
basing
within Uganda, Pearl of Africa, and the mighty move of the Holy Spirit in the revival and restoration, and his laden
age.
Now we've got finished to explain those words, the meaning of the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much that we understood it in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, that when the Spirit will come, He will give you power, and you will be my witnesses in Judea, in Jerusalem, in Samaria,
in
the uttermost parts of the earth, that the Holy Spirit, when He moves in the power, much power,
he's
going to take witness of the gospel of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven to the uttermost parts of the earth. Praise Jesus much. That witness is what is spoke Matthew 24 in the verse 14.
It
say, and this gospel of the kingdom of God
will
be preached to all nations to be a witness, and then the end will come. Now we could explain many things concerning the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, in mighty move.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And when we finished, we got explained of that which was spoken of, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, and He moves revival and restoration. Where we understood well that they can never happen revival except we've made faults within the Holy Scriptures, in the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. Those we had well in Hebrews chapter 8, verses 7, on to 8, that if there were no faults in the Old Covenant,
don't
be placed for the New Covenant. For finding us faults with the Old Covenant,
we
put in place for the New Covenant, to be able to revive the mistakes we've done, and we too to restore us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Understood well, the Holy Spirit is responsible for all those works, according to John 14, verses 26, that when He will come, it's the Spirit of truth. He will teach you all, and He will remind you all. Now, in reminding us what involves reviving what we faulted, and we too to restore us, we were faulted, all those we had them, but that vision, we understood it was Stephen evangelist Benny after repenting
repented
that 20 years back
to
count from 2019 and backwards 20 years and he departed from gospel of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven even the blessings God freely gave and the miracles and he decided to embark on the prosperity gospel even to selling that gospel to selling the miracles even the blessings and he discovered
it
where God convicted him
he
was not able to inherit the kingdom of heaven except he's repented in all those
so
we last ended when God explained first paragraph
of
the repentance of evangelist Benin.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Where he spoke saying,
he said,
Yagamba,
and today sadly, among the calls of the gospel is about how to build this flesh. It feels to be a good message. That is to make money. And I'm sorry to say
na ye musonyi wo gamba,
that prosperity has brought a lot of crazy.
Nti enjiri eno eyebyenfuna erese daluri nji.
And I am correcting my own theology.
Era ndi mukulongosa theology wange.
And you need to all know it.
Era mwena mulino chimanya.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So kwene nyakwe kwatandika kugamba.
Now his repentance began saying that among all calls which were made to him, they rank him and it focused on building the flesh. It seemeth like a good message. It involves making money. But they forgive him for telling them that the prosperity gospel
it
caused a lot of craziness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The people no more have control. They are shaken by Satan. And there is no protection. And he said, he too had headed on to the way of correcting theology.
He
speaks to all nations, they have to know that. Because
he
was correcting his theology, it's to correct the gospel.
To
shift it from the prosperity gospel.
To
take it back to gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Because when you change the gospel, according that we heard, there appears a curse you put on the world, even to trouble it. Even you too become an enemy of God. Even to turn many into enemies of God.
And
to preach them the lusts of this world. Yet God refused it. Now those many things we heard, as we ended with some scriptures, James chapter 4 verse 4, that he would desire this world.
He desire
and lusts of the world and things in it. They make themselves an enemy of God.
And
understood of it. In the 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, that we should not lust of the world, neither things in it. For the world and things in it, the lusts of the flesh, the eyes, even exaltations which are vanities. All those we looked at them. Now as we move on, in our portion C, in the sixth part, of the answering of God unto the world, why there are many troubles. We move on with repentance of evangelist Benny Hinn. The evangelist who has been there of the whole world, who is popularly known. We want to move on to the second paragraph, and we see his vision, how it is.
byandiko ebitukufu.
And be connected to the Holy Scriptures.
Paragraph yokubiri yegamba.
The second paragraph says.
Irange gena kuba nge tusinzira wansi womutwe guno okujinyonyoka.
Going to base under this heading to explain it.
Nti dala musango eri omoyo omutukufu.
That it did it a case before the Holy Spirit.
Why it is an offense to the Holy Spirit.
Musango eri omoyo omutukufu.
Musango eri omoyo omutukufu.
It's an offense to the Holy Spirit.
Okutunda enjiri.
To selling the gospel. To ask money, pray blessings for people together with the miracles. We are going to base in that heading according to what he explained here. That's an offense. It's even sin to the Holy Spirit. To selling the gospel.
Okusabira ebyamagero n'emikisa.
To play for miracles and blessings and you ask money for that.
Yes,
you
ever
praise you. Jesus much.
Paragraph y'okwenenyako yagamba.
In the paragraph of his repentance he said,
and I will tell you
gamba,
something which is going to shock you.
Ekintu ekigenda okubeewuunyisa.
That it is an offense to the Lord.
Nti musange eri mukama.
And it is an offense to say.
Era musango kugamba.
Give us $1,000.
Tuwe dollar lukumi.
It is an offense to give us $1,000.
Musango kutuwa dollar lukumi.
It is an offense to say.
Musango kugamba.
Give us $1,000.
Mutuwe dollar lukumi.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. As I move on, finish this paragraph. That word,
an offense,
omusango. It's an offense and it is sin.
It is a crime and sin.
It's a crime and sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Remember,
many preachers in the whole world have been moving by it. And they commit a crime before the Holy Spirit. And they insult the Spirit of Truth. He who upholds and sustains governs this world. What's caused the Holy Spirit to leave the world in troubles? He cannot help ever since the year 2020 began. And he leaves the world in the problems. That they can turn to repent. They come back to gospel of the kingdom of God and
righteousness
in the kingdom of heaven.
And
that they never sell the gospel.
They
sell the miracles of God. May that the blessings. In the same repentance you speak,
I think it is an offense to the Holy Spirit. To pray for surprise in the gospel. I think it is an offense to the Holy Spirit. For surprise.
Surprise.
Okusaba. Okwenjaulo. Munjiri wakati. Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus much.
He
moved on, he said,
I am done with it.
Binombikoye.
I will never again say to you, give $1,000.
Sigenda kudeo kugamanti wayo dola lukumi.
Whatever the amount.
Yona omuendo guwana.
I think the Holy Spirit is fed up with it.
Nzendo wazo moyo mutukufu akoye vinovyo na.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. If you look to his repentance,
Kugamba,
it says,
ndi, cha musangu,
it is a crime.
Wakati ngenjiri yegena masu.
In the midst where the gospel is moving on,
ya
to call out people, you pray for them. And it's a crime. Tell people, bring offerings for this gospel. People have to willfully give it out. And he said, he's done with that.
He will no more
tell people, give $1,000. Or any price. For he feels it
in
that the Holy Spirit was tired of it.
He was fed up of it. What
I told you, our heading began as we say it. It's an offense unto the Holy Spirit.
okutunda enjiri,
to sell the gospel,
okutunda ebyamagero,
to sell the miracles,
era okutunda,
even to sell,
emikisa gya Katonda,
the blessings of God.
Kitugenda okunyonyoka obulungi,
what we are going to get explained well,
ndi omubulizi w'enjiri Benihini,
that the evangelist Benihini,
era omusumba,
and the pastor,
era nabbi,
and the prophet,
amanyikiddwa mu nsi yonna,
is known in the whole world.
Yagamba nti yakitambuliramu emyaka 20.
He said he moved in that for 20 years.
Bw'obala okuva 2019,
if you count from 2019,
n'okudda emabega,
backwards,
osobola okumanya kuva mwaka ki,
you can know from which year.
Biri mega kuva mchenda mwenda,
from 1999
ngatambulira mwicho,
is moving in that
kugamanta okunyiza omoyo mutukuvu kuludde webanga deni.
Now to grieve and offend the Holy Spirit has been there long.
Ero moyo mutukuvu awanire sino,
and the Holy Spirit who sustains this world,
atondo obutajiteka metawana,
God not to put it in troubles.
Na tukachira na ava huna agamba mukama,
reach the time goes away, he says, Lord,
baba nomba kulekedde bakole choyagala,
I've left them to you, do to them what you want.
Nsonga lwachire mtawana minji jigenze maso kubawo munsi,
the reason why many troubles have moved on happen in the
na
world,
na yali asubiza ndi mukasera kavirawo,
he hadn't promised in the time he goes away.
Ataja kuda manya manji nga sinzira mu Uganda,
he will come back in much power basing in Uganda.
It might move over the Holy Spirit.
Okutambula okwamanya okw'omoyo mutukuvu.
Enso kubanga elimbizi bwebiti,
the world to be in problems like this.
Omoyo mutukuvu naye yasoka kuddako bali,
the Holy Spirit too first moved aside.
Nalekera obwegayirizibwe eri Katonda,
stopped his intercessions unto the Lord.
Kubanga yalinga bamunyiziza nga batunda enjiri, enjiri eyali ebuulirwa mu kiseera ekyo bagitunda.
As they sold the gospel preached then,
okusooka nga yabyanfuna si entuufu,
it was the prosperity gospel, not the true gospel,
ate nga bagitunda mu linnya lya Yesu,
they sell it in the name of Jesus.
Ekyokulala,
the other,
nga batunda ebyamagero,
and they sell the miracles,
n'emikisa gya Katonda,
the blessings of God.
Naye nasalawo n'addako ebbali mu nsonga ezo,
decided go aside on those issues,
kubanga omubulizi w'enjiri Benihini,
because evangelist Benihini,
bw'ayongera okwenenya,
when he moves on to repent,
yayogera bw'ati,
he spoke like this,
are you guilty to hear me? Are you guilty to hear me?
Mwe musingitwa omusango okubeera nga mumpulira.
I think it hurts the gospel.
Ndowooza nti kino kikosa enjiri.
Abantu emabega baddamu,
people behind us,
yeah,
dala.
So I am making this correction for the first time,
erangole,
of my life,
enongo siriza zino mulundi ogusoka mu bulamu bwange.
In fact, I do not care about what people gonna say.
Mazima sifa yonda abantu bagenda gamba chi.
Yes, you ever see when
praise Jesus.
Kuga omanyi mulizi bwenjiri Benihini,
you know evangelist Benihini, and the pastor is the prophet. He sits a congregation, a big congregation of people.
It
is heard all over the world.
But
those who heard him that were so surprised.
Are you feeling
guilty over this, I tell you? And he said, I see it's offended with the gospel.
And
me
to
make it the first correction in my life.
That
I do not care what people are going to say. You know, if you've offended the Holy Spirit,
kubanga musango,
for it's a crime unto the Holy Spirit to selling the gospel. At least if you sell the right gospel, but wrong gospel, both are very offending. To pray for the miracles of God and the blessing, and they are first paid for that. You see that the other vision given him, out of Uganda will come a mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Because they had already offended the Holy Spirit all over the world. And he says, in that vision given him, the Holy Spirit is mightily going to move, moving in might, With revival in restoration, blessing in Uganda.
In
time to be 2022, would have reached the utmost parts of the earth.
It
means in that time, when he was given this prophecy, the spirit had moved aside. That's why when he spoke it in the 2019, 2020 when it came, the spirit left us troubles of this world.
Troubles
which come from Satan, that whom the world decided to serve. God too gave them up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He moved on, he said,
If I hear one any time,
omulundi omulala gwonna.
One saying,
omuntu gagamba,
break the burden with $1,000.
Nti omugugu guno guzijeko kwe dola lukumi.
I'm going to rebuke them.
Nzengenda munenya.
I think that buying the gospel,
ndowooza nti okugula enjiri,
buying the blessing,
ogula omukisa, ogula emikisa,
that are grieving the Holy Spirit.
Echo chiri mukubera nga chinyizo moyo mutoko.
That's about all I will say.
Echo chinyizo kugamba.
Ibagambirawo.
He told them,
okugula enjiri,
buying of the gospel,
okugula emikisa,
buying of the blessings,
chinyiriza ddala moyo mutukufu.
It did grieve the Holy Spirit.
Chimmenyo mutima.
It grieves him.
Echo chayino kubagamba.
That's what he has to tell them.
Nayongera nagamba,
and he moved on, he said,
if you are not giving because you love Jesus,
wobato wayo kubango yagala Yesu,
do not bother give it.
Era dala towera yo dala.
I think giving has become such a gimmick, and it makes me sick to my stomach.
Ndowoza nti okuwayo chifuse ekizibu era kindwaza mu lubuto lwange.
And I have been sick for a while too.
Era mpadde mulwadde ebbanga nange.
I'm just gonna say it too.
Era nange ngenda kyogera.
The lead is over.
The what?
The lead is over.
Nti ekyo kikomye.
Yakikomya ku olwo.
He ended it then.
Kati jukira.
Now remember.
Nti okuyingira mu kwenenya omwe mutukuvu yamukwata n'amunyiga n'alwala.
To enter in repentance, the Holy Spirit pressed him, he got sick. He showed him even heaven, you're not entering it.
I
told you the paragraph shall follow to see. You know why I've told you that? Because I don't want to reach in heavens and they chase me from there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So we
want to begin get explained that in the Holy Scriptures. According to the repentance of Evangelist Benihin, and he repents to the Holy Spirit together with the word of God, the Lord Jesus, even God the Father, moved along, changed the gospel of the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven. And he moved on to sell the prosperity gospel, which was the wrong gospel, even to selling the blessings and the miracles which come from God. Yet it's an offense to the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much.
So
it's what I wanted to make you know, that in Genesis chapter 6, from verses 1, unto 3, God speaks this concerning his Holy Spirit. Entering year 2020, the Holy Spirit moved aside. And he wants to begin afresh in the name of the Lord Jesus, blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And he moves with revival
in
the greatest restoration
in
the last on this planet earth, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as light of the word of God is. That's why he speaks in Genesis 6 saying this. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1.
Awo abantu bwe basooka okweyongera ku nsi, ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala. Olinyolo okubiri abana ba Katonda ne balaba bawala b'abantu nga balungi ne bawasanga abakazi mu bonna be balonda. Olinyolo okusatu Mukama n'ayogera nti omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe. Kubanga na ye gwe mubiri.
Yes.
Mulubirebire suli yo mukaga.
In Genesis chapter 6.
Yusuka nulukubiri.
Verses 1 and 2.
Abana ba Katonda.
The sons of God.
Abamanyi bwanganga ba malaika.
Who were known as angels.
Mwemwa bamba malaika abagwa.
Out of them came fallen angels.
Bajanga kunsimbire ebyo.
They came on this earth in those days.
Irani baraba mbana ba abantu.
And they saw in daughters of men.
Ne baba wasamu.
And they married among them.
Ne bakola ebikolobero bingi.
And they committed many evils.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga mbiro bino.
And that's as in this
malaika abagwa.
That the fallen angels.
Abamanyidwa nga ba aliens.
Known as the alien.
Era abamanyidwa nga emizimu.
Those known as demons.
Abagwe wa muguru.
Those who were chased from heaven.
Balete dabana babantu kunsi.
They have caused children of men on the world.
Okuva kunjiri obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Depart from gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Era ne bavaera ebyamagero bya Katonda.
And they have moved from the miracles of God.
N'emikisa gya Katonda ekitatondebwa.
Blessings of God which are not souls. And they follow the financial gospel of this world. And the miracles they sell. Even blessings they sell. And it grieved the Holy Spirit. First it first grieves God the Father. And the Word. Whom we know as the Son. The Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit was to remove from the world. Gets aside to just look at the people.
He's
entered in Genesis 6. Verses 2 speaking saying like this. Genesis chapter 6 verse 2.
Abana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi ne bawasanga abakazi mu bonna be balonda. Olunyolo okusatu. Mukama n'ayogera nti omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe. Kubanga na ye gwe mubiri. Na ye nakuze ziriba emyaka 10 mu 2.
Omwoyo wa Katonda.
The spirit of God.
Ng'agenda maso n'okuwakana n'abantu.
And he moves on to strive with men.
Era kitegeeza.
And it means.
Tumbulizi wanjiri Benini we yagenda okulabikanga yeenenya.
That evangelist Benini when reached to repent.
Musango eri omwoyo omutukuvu.
An offense to the Holy Spirit.
Okutunda enjiri.
To sell the gospel.
Musango.
It's a era
kibi.
And it's a crime.
Eri omwoyo omutukuvu.
And to the Holy Spirit.
Okutunda enjiri.
To sell the gospel.
Okutunda ebyamagero.
Selling the miracles.
Okutunda emikisa egiveri Katonda.
Blessings from God.
Nga omwoyo omutukuvu amaze okulabikanga addizibwe ebbali.
After the Holy
Labakayanye naye.
Spirit they had strived with him, he moved aside.
Kubanga ye kayana nayo kuva tugambe mwaka gwa 1999
with him from the year 1999
paka omwaka gwa 2019
up to 2019
emyaka nga 20 nga bakayana
at 20 years they are striving with each other.
Omwoya mugamba kola kino.
The spirit tells him do this.
Da kunjiri obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
You preach gospel of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Ere byamagere ebyo ebyo moyo mutukufu
in the miracles of the Holy Spirit.
Neme kisaji veri Katonda.
The blessings from God
with a moyo mutukufu
through the Holy Spirit
ditejitundibwa
that they are not souls.
Yenga
and he insists
bakayana na ye.
They strive contend with him and remember
nga ye mubulizi ensi yonna gwe badde emanyi
is the preacher the whole world knew
gwe baaniriza mbuli kifo
whom they will come
in and sibamu ekitiibwa
and is respected
era nga bangi abagoberera enkola yemu
many followed the same way.
Nibabira mukukayanya omwoyo mutukuvu emyaka 20 n'okusoba
strive with the Holy Spirit 20 years more even.
Kitafu chavava yonarekere nse mitawana.
That's why the father comes, leaves troubles to the world.
Kubanga bwagamba moyo wange takaninga na bantu
bano. My spirit will not contend with these people.
Kubanga bo benyini gwe mubiri omwere.
To adjust mortals.
Kitegeza muzake bali.
It means he puts him aside.
Mubiri obiri muruberebere suli omukaga.
Those days Genesis 6.
Mulembe gwa Noah.
In the era of Noah.
Yachikuba mataba.
He struck the world with floods.
Kuruno yajirekedde ebizibu.
This time he left it problems.
Kubanga omwoyo wa Katonda yazeemu ebbali n'abatunuulira butunuulizi kati.
The spirit of God moved aside, just looks at the
humans. Yagamba nabbi Benini.
That's why he told prophet Benini.
Nti omwoyo wange agenda kuddamu otambula ensi yonna.
My spirit is resuming to move the whole world.
Mu Uganda.
But he will be in Uganda.
Wabula mukutambula kwe.
But he's moving.
Agenda tambula ne revival.
He's going to move with revival.
N'okuddizibwa obujja okukyasiza.
The greatest restoration.
Era okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
The last on this planet earth.
N'okuddizibwa obujja okwenjiri obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Move on with Genesis chapter 6. These are some of what happened. If the Holy Spirit moves aside after we have offended and grieved him, as the repentance of evangelist Benny Hinn is. Let's hear. Genesis chapter 6 in the verse 4.
Mubirevyo wali waba nefulimonsi. Eroru vanyuma. Abana bakachonda weba yingira ngeriaba wala baba antu. Nebaba zaalira abana. Banubeba manyi abaso ukeda. Abantu wabaya tikirira. Olinyoro kutano. Mukama nara bubibu omuntu ngabunji munsi. Nabuli kufumi itirizo kwa vile wazo vyo mutima gwe. Ngakubi kuerele bulijo. Olinyoro mukaga. Mukama na yejusa kubanga yakolo omuntu munsi.
Yes.
Adonabera sorry.
God was sorry. For he had made man on the earth. You know the evangelist when he was repenting.
Yagamba, I'm sorry to say.
He said, Mosonyi wagamba. That it's an offense unto the Holy Spirit to sell in the gospel, to sell in the miracles, even the blessings from God. It grieved the Holy Spirit and he moved aside.
Now,
in the time the evangelist Benny Hinn, and he moves on to repent, the Holy Spirit showed him that me to resume moving the whole world. I'm going to base in Uganda.
Now,
whether we believe or not, that is like that. Other side, they
had
already grieved the spirit of truth. Remember, all the gospel is freely given us from God.
And
when it's giving us, the Holy Spirit leads in all. According to that, in the 2 Peter, chapter 1, from verse 21, even prophets never spoke what came from what they wanted. But they spoke what came from God as they were led by the Holy Spirit. Let us see.
Peter 2 Peter 1:21. Kubanga siwali kigambo kyabo nabbi ekyali kireteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu. Naye abantu bayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda.
You have heard well, there is no word of the prophets spoken in the will of man, but men spoke what had come from God as they were led by the Holy Spirit, according to 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 21. And we are meaning what? That the Holy Spirit is the one leading in the gospel, that which comes from God. And if he there finds you selling it, griefs offends him and he feels he who brought them from heaven, you gave him how much?
To get gospel from
heaven, the word of God bring it from heaven to give you, preach the world, he paid how much to him? Pastor Benjamin, you paid him what?
Did not
journey from heaven to planet Earth, how far and long it is?
You failed
to bring that word on the world. You were you able to pay him?
Holy
Spirit brought the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. It's the gospel of salvation. None of us made to pay for it. You
take
call you from America to Africa. You say, you pay me to bring the gospel to Africa. You, how much did you pay to the Holy Spirit
to
bring the gospel from heaven to give it to you? For we no more said the word is in heaven, that who will go bring it for us?
But
here it drew it near. I will not go in much like that.
But a great offense the Holy Spirit to sell the gospel, to sell blessings and miracles which have come from God. It solved the Holy Spirit to bring the old covenant. At 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21, all prophets never spoke what they will, but they spoke what had come from God, as they were led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit himself brought them from heaven. He gave them wheat, us on earth. Now when he gives you, you to move it to nations. He said, you nation, we are coming there. You first pay for us. We're coming and preaching there. At least you say they'll give you transport. But they pay for the gospel. You, how much did you pay? Spirit to give it to you from heaven. Even the apostles in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3, they saw all they spoke never came from them. All by the same Spirit of God. How you dare rise to sell that gospel? Through the evangelist Benny Hinn had to repent. But there are some who have spread the whole world. And there have been examples. Yet they have given a wrong example. Let's read in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He speaks, he says like this. Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5.
Sikubanga feka tulino buyinza. Okulowooza ekigambo kyonna ng'ekiva gye tuli. Naye obuyinza bwaffe buva eri Katonda. Olunya olw'omukaaga. Era yatuyinzisa ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya. Si baweereza bannukuta. Wabula ab'omwoyo. Kubanga ennukuta etta. Naye omwoyo guleeta obulamu.
Mulidde ekiriwo.
You hear what is.
N'abatume nabo bagamba.
Even the apostles say.
Byonna twateeka mu njiri.
All we put in the gospel of the new covenant.
Yatandika ne Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
It begins with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tebalowooza nti balina ekintu kye baakolanga bo.
Don't think there's anything they did as them.
Naye okukola kwabwe kwonna n'obukakafu buva eri Katonda.
All their working and proof was coming from God.
Yabayinza okubeera abaweereza b'endagaano empya.
Will them be ministers of the new covenant?
Si abaweereza b'ennyukuta.
Not ministers of the letter, but those who serve the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. That's why evangelist Benny, in repenting, he said, did it true, it's an offense, and it's a crime, it's sin.
Unto
the Holy Spirit to sell the gospel of miracles
and
the blessings from God.
And
already grieved God the Father,
even
his word, the Lord Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit. And they reached to tell the Holy Spirit,
year 2020,
first abandon them in the troubles of Satan. You move aside. I want to resume, do my new work. I have called all nations for a time in this work.
This
call is worldwide promised call. Basically, Uganda, Pearl of Africa. That's come being promised. No more a promise now, he wants to fulfill. It's God's call.
His
worldwide promised call.
And
it's basing in Uganda. It's the final work of God. It's come promising I will be calling you. But I call you. Work in my final work on the planet Earth. And that work
revival,
is the revival. Restoration the greatest.
It's
the last on this planet Earth.
It's
basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. It's what he told evangelist Benny in the vision. When he was in Ghana, I see a mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Blessing in Uganda. The mighty move of the Holy Spirit. In revival. And restoration. In much power.
Yesu yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga yali amazo kwenenya ebyokuchankana nyo moyo omutukuvu.
Because he had already repented for messing up the Holy Spirit.
Nabageena maso tunde enjiri.
And they moved on sell the gospel.
Tunde emikisa n'ebyamagero.
Blessings and miracles.
Nabageena nga maso kusimbisa layini.
And they moved to make people line up.
Kubyamagero.
On miracles.
Abaka kadde.
Those of 1 million.
Akakadde kadola.
$1 million.
Baino rukumi.
They have 1,000.
Paka kuntini.
Up to the small.
Echo ne chibune si yonna
that spread the whole world.
Bonna ne bamalirizanga abulizi benjiri mu si yonna.
All evangelists in the whole world.
Abasumba,
pastors,
banabi,
prophets,
abatume,
apostles.
Na abalinga abakozi ba magero.
Many like workers of God.
Abasinga bonna nga bagoberedde.
Most of them followed.
Nga bagoberedde obubi obo.
And they followed that evil.
That
they grieve the Holy Spirit. But remember one thing. Every day if you grieve the Holy Spirit, it may be hard to be forgiven. If God has left space,
repent
to the Holy Spirit, all you evangelists in the whole world, turn back to the Holy Spirit. He pointed to you where he will best move. You have to act. Accept and humble down. To humble down. And to the spirit of truth. If it's not that, it's hard even to forgive you when you've committed offenses on him. The good thing, it had been just an offense. It had not become a scorn.
A blasphemy.
A blasphemy. A blasphemy. But some of you blaspheme. May it be hard to forgive you.
According
that spoken in Matthew
12.
From verse 31. And 32. And he speaks sing like this. Matthew chapter 12. From verse
31.
Yes. People will be forgiven every man of sin. They is committed to the Holy Spirit. They sin in the world.
But
blasphemy of the Spirit. It will not be forgiven. Now the good thing.
It was still an offense.
Chali chichali. Kuonona.
Until
the Holy Spirit. And some have not reached into blasphemy.
Now,
the gap of being forgiven is where that most are still on the level of
Kuonona,
offense to the Holy Spirit. They have not reached level of blaspheming him. Yet those who blasphemed, I'm sure you will not be forgiven. In repeating to move as you hear today. Read verse 32 we hear. Matthew chapter 12 verse
32.
Now listen. You can blaspheme the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and you depart from him. And you do all form of shameful things.
And
repent, you come back, you get forgiven. Let me tell you, if you depart from the Holy Spirit, God do things unworthy in his name. And you deceive people.
When you move
in the power of Holy Spirit,
yet
powers of darkness, powers of Satan, power which is not good. It is hard to forgive you.
But
you have been telling people, this is the Holy Spirit.
Yet,
you know, this is what the so-called Holy Ghost. That word, you have to stop it. Because the Holy Spirit is not the Holy Ghost. All those head on to blasphemy. But before I explain how blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is standing, let me explain the judgment of it.
The
all the offense unto him.
For blasphemy is another. Even to commit offenses on him. It too is there. For those who commit offense on him. Bible says in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. That they trampled the blood of the Son of God. And he saw the spirit of grace. Let's read we here. Hebrews chapter
10,
verse
29. Eyalinyirira ddala omwana wa Katonda n'alowooza omusaayi gw'endagaano ogwa mutukuza obutaba mutukuvu n'ajirira ekyejo omwoyo ogw'ekisa.
Yes,
n'alinyirira omwoyo w'ekisa.
And he saw the spirit of grace.
Omanyi ekyo kitegeeza?
You know what it means?
Okugenda mu maaso n'ojirira ekyejo omwoyo w'ekisa.
On he saw the spirit of grace.
N'omu grieving n'omumenya omutima.
Grief break his heart. Evangelist Ben Hinn, when he was repenting, he said,
I think it is it grieves the Holy Spirit.
To ask money for preaching the gospel.
In
the sharing of miracles. God said like this.
I think that buying the gospel.
He said that ndowozo kugula enjiri.
Buying the blessing.
Okugula omukisa.
That. Grievings to the Holy Spirit. That is about all I will say.
There's
a speech in the video.
You get both speech in the videos. We get him on his video. You know to trodden the Spirit of God, insult him? You sell him the gospel? I've sold at least a true gospel. But a wrong false gospel? The prosperity gospel of things of the world?
Which
makes you an enemy of God? You yourself who preach it. Even the other you turn to following it.
Indeed,
to insult the Spirit of God. At Hebrews 10 verse 29. Say, what punishment do you think is worthy for you? After you insult the Spirit of God. And
they
say in the verse 30, as he says like this. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 30.
Kubanga tumumanya oyo eyayogera nti egwanga lyange nze ndi walana.
Yes.
Omanyi bwo kyankana nnyo omwoyo omutukuvu.
If you mess up the Holy Spirit. Vengeance is for the Father. That's why you see. As it was in Genesis chapter 6. Verses 1-6 that we first read.
When
they committed evils when the world strived with the Spirit of the Lord. The Father himself came out saying. My Spirit will not strive with these people.
But
these are mortal men. Everything they do and commit is evil. And I regret creating them.
I'm
going to take them away with floods.
The
same time which came back in the year 2020. After they've messed up the Holy Spirit. They sell the gospel.
Yet,
gospel sold is not of the kingdom of God. In the righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. Even though it would have been that. Not acceptable to sell it. As they sell miracles, the blessings from God, and it grieves the Spirit of God. And the Father says, go away, I first strike the world. And they too will get to understand it.
Do my
revival from a nation I've come promising. After repentance of the evangelist Ben Hinn, that's why God told him, my spirit is going to renew, move in the mighty, mighty power from Uganda. He will move with revival. Restoration the greatest.
The
gospel of the kingdom of God
no,
in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As
you're
still on that case offense of selling the gospel that you did not go for to get it from heaven,
but
the Spirit brought it in a very great journey,
no,
even protection, even carefulness. You haven't even a case of sinking that you can get the Spirit by paying money for it.
When
you put in money,
or
you can pray for others, get the Spirit. Anything from the Holy Spirit when they pay for it. Those all are still cases and you painted the Holy Spirit. You made people
anoint
them that they tap the anointing. You are finished. Because we've just begun this year. But he said in the midst of the year, those of the world add more whips and diseases.
Wakati mumwaka wetuli wano wenyene nyine
of there this very moment
shirimo haba kuku tujja chichima bino byacho
haba kuku we shall read it in its time.
Wakati mumwaka ochaliranga ensi
middle of the year visit the earth
noji kuba ngembo ku robotali butukirivu
strike it with rods and whips
kali mama kwata andikane tuli wakati
the year began, we are in the middle of it.
Njogedde ngale ero
I've spoken last
week ngenauli lembo kendala mbasumba bamba weleza bakatona
whips on two pastors and servants of God. More than those happening now. Those who have been ashaming his name. They have whips they prepared for them.
And they
are different from the others. Except they quickly repent.
So
they thought they're going to sell the gift of God. According to the worth of the Holy Spirit, impossible be comparable to this world. That's why always God freely gives him to us.
Where
you cannot pay for him. That's why in the Acts chapter 8, in the verse 14, the one who brought a price of money,
said,
give him of power of the Holy Spirit.
He
told him, you have no portion on this.
We
thought the gift of God to buy it with money. Let's read there we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esule y'omunana n'olunyiriri olw'ekkuminenya.
Acts chapter 8 from verse 14.
Awo abatume abali mu Yerusalemi bwe bawuliranga Samaria bakirize ekigambo kya Katonda. Ne babatumira Petero ne Yokana. Onyole 15. Nabo we batuuka ne babasabira okuweebwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu. Onyole 16. Kubanga icha naba kubakkako n'omu ku bo. Ne babatizibwa babatizibwa okuyingira mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu. Olwe 17. Awo ne babasaako emikono.
He had
just heard the word.
And
they had not yet been baptized, neither received the Holy Spirit.
The
apostles laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
And what was Simon?
Now there was Simeon. When he saw that had happened, he went to get out his money.
Come
to buy of the Spirit of God.
I
wonder, you man or you woman,
who
expects to buy of the Spirit of God, to buy the gospel from him, or to buy miracles from him, all the blessings.
If you're
expecting to sell them, you're lying.
That's
going to make you be beaten more whips. You are still in the beginning. Now listen what followed. Acts chapter
8
verse
18. Bawe omwoyo omutukuvu. Nabaletere feza.
Yes.
Simon,
when he saw that by laying on the hands, the others received the Holy Spirit. He too brought money. Give me of that power. Listen to the next verse. Acts chapter
8.
Acts chapter 8, verse 19.
Ngagamba nti mumpe nange. Nti mumpe nange obuyinza buno. Buli gwe nasanga ke mikono awewe ngo omwoyo omutukuvu.
Told them you. Money is here. Give me of that power. Anyone who will lay hands upon,
they
will receive the Holy Spirit. Listen. You have been praying for people
that
by the Spirit of God, yet made them line up. When each is attached on a price. Now you thieves, who have familiarized the Spirit of God, speak in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, yet you are in evil wrong powers.
Himself,
the Holy Spirit, this time basing here,
he
is going to handle you by himself.
Because
let the other sells rings that are blessed rings. Yet he selleth it. In it are whose blessings which he is selling. He sells apples. Rice, holy rice.
Migati.
Bread.
Butambala.
Handkerchief.
Mazi.
Water. There are those who make people
fall.
So you get the miracle from where and when.
And
how much can you pay to get the Holy Spirit?
Now,
listen
to
this verse. Tells it's impossible to put money in him.
There's
period of truth to have something he does.
Ebikola by'abatume sura y'omunana n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi abiri.
Acts chapter 8, the verse 20.
Naye Petero n'amugamba nti efeza yo ezikirire nawe.
Aha.
Yes.
Kaleta sente.
He brings money.
Mufuno moyo mutukufu.
You get the Holy Spirit.
Fane sente.
You die with your money.
Kati ulengedde abasumba abo.
Have you seen those pastors?
I don't
know
when
it's your pastor. I don't know. You know it. Oh, we prophet?
Or
is your evangelist?
Or
your miracle maker? As you say it out there. God says, now you have no portion on the Holy Spirit. The money you've gotten greedy about, we see you out there in the pulpits. We see you moving villages and cities. The sea and the dry land. You gather money there. In the name of Jesus.
Even in the
power of the Holy Spirit as you blaspheme.
Ebikola by'abatume sura y'omunana.
Acts chapter 8 in the verse 20.
Naye Petero n'amugamba nti efeza yezikirire nawe. Kubanga olowoozezza okufuna ekirabo kya Katonda n'ebintu. Olwabirimu olumu.
Olidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Nti olowoozezza okufuna ekirabo kya Katonda n'ebintu.
Thought to get the gift of God purchased with money.
Ng'oteekayo sente kisoboka ekyo.
As you put money, is that possible?
Jukira,
remember, Acts chapter 2, verse 38,
Yabagamba,
he told them,
nye,
repent,
munawe
be given a gift, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gift. Let me ask you, have you ever paid for a gift out there? And they bring
no,
a gift to you, you pay money for it? And you pay for anointing service that you enter be anointed, you pay this sum of money. That this is a special service you enter when you've paid this money. You,
Evangelist Benny, he repents for those things. How about you?
Seguanga yenenya.
The cock is repenting. Then these chicks,
in
they begin to resist the repentancy. Now you not even look into heaven. But hell is awaiting if you don't repent. The Holy Spirit is a gift for God's soul.
There's
no price we can pay for him. If somebody gives, is freely given. For you cannot pay him to work, it's impossible. When he created heaven and earth, were you there to pay him? Bible in Psalms 104:30. He sends his spirit they are created. He renews the face of the earth. All they are created. You too, you grew in your mother's womb. You got out. The plants are growing. Even things growing are growing. And they are renewed. All the works of the Holy Spirit. How much do you pay him? That's why God saw we cannot pay any price for that. That Apostle Peter is what he told Simon. Acts chapter 8. He told him, you have no portion on this.
Without
the gift of God, you're going to get it with money. Acts chapter 2, verse
38.
He said, repent.
You'll
be given a gift.
It's
the Holy Spirit.
See
himself. He freely gives him to you. It's a gift freely. How about the miracles he makes? The blessings he gives. They are what they make you pay for. They gave you a woman free.
To
make you pay for the children you birthed with her. Are you mad? How do you see that? They gave you a woman free to make pay the children you've birthed with her. That's it, like that. They
Give you
us, they make us pay the blessings he gives us, the miracle and the blessing he gives us. Yes, it does not work. Don't you think it was right, Evangelist Benny Hinn, to repent? Right, you two out there doing them, you repent. It's not right that you two repent. Thinking is moving as he resumes moving. Will you get a portion of him? Maybe it will find you out there to strike beat you. We see you out there. You've already made elevated names on this world in the name of stealing.
And
from realizing the name of God, of Jesus Christ, together with the name of the Holy Spirit, yet you have powers of darkness, those you move by, and you bewitch people, and you rob them, in the name of giving God. I wonder whether God comes from heaven, comes for those monies.
Sure?
Where he comes for that money, and this time we wait for him, we give it to him direct.
Hey. issue
of giving offerings, we are that.
Tithings
and the offering.
Legends
and the others.
Those
are given for profiting. And to all who come in the house of God,
when
you say give the tithes and the offerings,
my house,
they may lack food. Them to you rob them,
rob
offerings, they became for you alone.
And
then you sold the wrong
gospel.
That too, you need that money.
What
miracles you've gotten from Satan,
people
that have been done in the name of the Spirit, you sell them.
You
make people line up on blessings with different prizes attached.
Prizes. That
great all is for what? You know what happens when you've acted greedy on money? Proverbs 15 verse 27. The greed of money, this is what it brings. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 27.
Ayayanira magoba ateganye nyumba yeye.
Umanye kubonya abonya abe nyumba yo.
Trouble people of your household.
Past,
by the time you'll pass away the generation to follow.
You
go badly for God will not just leave you like that. Except you repent.
And
I request him one thing.
You
totally repent and you get sure.
But
if you moved ahead of us, refuse to repent. You want us to begin new foundations and we speak badly about you.
Would
have spoken good on you. If you've planted well, what you sow is what you reap.
If you sow
wrong, we shall speak of your evils all the days. If you'll sow goodness,
we
shall speak of your goodness all the days. You repeat this verse. Proverbs
15
verse 27.
Ayayanira magoba ateganya nyumba yeye. Naye akyawa enguzi yanabanga omulamu.
Yes.
You
know those who've been eating bribes.
Government
of the world. Listen to me.
Look
for those who eat bribes, you first target the church.
Those
who pray for miracles and they make people line up.
To
access them. These who access them, they have given a bribe to make it. Go in pastors' offices, prophets, and apostles. Be on the side, you have to access
them.
When you have a bribe of an envelope to see the pastor. These are the ones
where
bribes remain on the world. The government that you try to fight.
So
you two among you, there are some who eat it. Pastor Benjamin. Bribe.
Totally people
eat bribes.
Without
money, when will you line up on the line of blessings?
The other way,
church, you've been eating bribes all along.
These
pastors are chief in that.
You
give it and they eat the bribe.
But
you see things which happen on the world.
You know why the world is in troubles? From when they are 2020 began, it involves even the bribes of pastors. Eaten bribes on all the sheep in the name of praying blessings for them. And the one with the bribe is the one who passes to line up.
What
bigger blessings is the big position in the church. You have to be giving so much. You read it again. Proverbs chapter 15 verse
27.
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 27.
Ayayanira amagoba ateganya ennyumba ye. Naye akyawa enguzi yanaba ng'omulamu.
Yes.
Kati bayanira amagoba mangi.
They yearned for
amagoba
profits.
Gains ne batukwa.
Gains.
Abalina kuwulira njiri ya byanfuna.
They have to preach the prosperity gospel.
Bajankananyizawo omwoyo omutukuvu ne bagitunda n'ogitunda.
Holy Spirit, they sold it even.
N'omukisa nago n'atunda buli wamu.
When the blessing is sells everywhere.
Eyo n'abaali ku nguzi nga balya.
All that day we are eating bribes.
Kizibu okwewonyawo ne wankubadde ennyumba zaabwe.
Had to be saved neither their houses.
Ne wankubadde be basimba nga branches mu nsi.
Neither those they planted as branches in the world.
Kati kuno kwe kwanukula okuli mbiro byako.
This is the answering in its season.
Nga bituufu.
And they are right.
Era manyi gy'oli eyo.
And I know where you are. Now God is answering you. We are right on the sixth part of the answering of God. Why there are many problems from when the 2020 began.
It
involves even to familiarize the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus.
We
read Proverbs
15:23.
It tells you these answers and the time and the even sweet. The one giving them is the servant giving food in its time. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 23.
Omuntu asanyukira okuddamu okw'omukama wake. Naye ekigambo ekijira mu ntuuko zaakyo nga kirungi.
How good it is.
Kuno okwanukula.
This answering.
Okuvudde mu mimwa gino Katonda kwataddemu.
Come from the mouth God's put in.
Nga tukwesizza okuba emimwa gi.
Just us to be his
mouth.
To answer the world.
Lwaki waliwo emitawaana mingi.
Why the many problems.
Bukyanga omwaka 2020 gutandika.
When the 2020 began.
Kuno okuddamu kuli mu biro kwennyini era kunyuma nawe okuwulira.
In this due season and it's sweet and good to hear it. Very sweet. Don't you see that?
Kakati.
Those who don't repent the Holy Spirit of selling the gospel.
Miracles
and the blessings which come from God. It's an offense.
The
Holy Spirit moved aside, is just looking at you.
It
left you troubles of the world.
And
the whips of God the Father. The new preparation is to begin.
One
presume move the world basically in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Moving with revival. The greatest and the last on the planet Earth.
His
final work on this planet Earth. And he calls the entire world to work with it now. Not have a portion in him, the spirit of
God.
Till you repent on
the spirit of God.
Pastor, whether you've been in the congregation, you follow and support that unrighteousness, all you have to repent. If you'll get of the portion of the Holy Spirit, if he will lead you to reach you in heaven, maybe if you to get lost, remain in your not repenting. When you will see troubles which will follow on you. Now Acts chapter
8.
Acts told you have no portion on the issue of the Holy Spirit. For you thought that the gift of God can be bought. You first finish those verses. Acts chapter
8. n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi abiri.
Acts chapter 8 verses 20.
Naye Petero n'amugamba nti effeeza yo ezikirire naawe kubanga olowoozezza okufuna ekirabo kya Katonda n'ebintu.
Yes.
Olwabirimu olumu, tolina mugabo newankubadde okugabana mu kigambo kino kubanga omutima gwo si mulongoofu mu maaso ga Katonda. Abiri mubiri.
Yes.
Umanyi otukira ebintu byokulowoozo tunda enjiri.
No way we reach thinking issues of selling the gospel.
Umutima gote kuba mulongo ofuna
akati. Your heart is not right
Uboli
at all.
Echibi.
You have sin within yourself.
Wa yatunda ebyamagero nawa bitunda.
You souls miracles and the one who fights.
Muline ebibi mitima.
You have sins in the heart.
Abamuliya ne bisiyaga.
Some of you are homosexuals even.
Abale muline abakazi banji.
Because you have many women.
Muline miruru.
You have greed.
Ne byono ne bilale bilinge.
Even the many other sins like that.
Soko mali yao.
You first finish there.
Ngereso ebikola yabatume esule yo munana. N'olunyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Acts chapter 8 verse 22.
Kale wenenye obubiibwa obwo osabe mukama waffe mpozi olusonyiyibwa ekirowoozo eky'omutima gwo.
Mpozi
perhaps
oba kugamba nti mpozi olusonyiyibwa wabawo obukakafu bwa
kusonyiwa.
Mpozi
perhaps
olusonyiyibwa
will be forgiven.
Idegeza bobanga oli kuleve yo kuvola tojja kusonyi.
If you are on the level of blasphemy, you're not forgiven. For the word perhaps.
Oboli yao.
You perhaps.
Ulisonyiwa.
You'll be forgiven.
Ne bachizuliranga ne watebwa vola nokuvola.
When they discovered you even blasphemed.
Tiwakoma kuona unabona onyeri omoyo obutuku.
Did end to sin before the Holy Spirit.
Noga tamo okuvola nga wafuna amanyi ge chizikiza.
And you don't blasphemy when you got powers of darkness.
Noga koisa mukanisa yanga we ngolimbika mbwa achali moyo omutuku.
You used it in the church claiming it's still the Holy Spirit.
Waje kusonyiwa.
He will not forgive you.
Mbozo ulisonyiwa kirowoze chibi.
You'll be forgiven of that evil thought.
Nebi ebirozo byo ina byali omuluberebere mukaka.
Those thoughts you had the prevailed before in Genesis 6.
Ibyajisawo moyo mutukuvu ne bakubensi
kirowoze byebibi. Holy Spirit be taken away and struck the world for those evil thoughts.
Galero bajisabula ne.
As to that they are striking the world.
Moyo mutukuvu yaddako ebali murajana asirise.
Holy Spirit moved aside, is kept silent now.
Waliona bamuwayiriza mbu yabalimbi.
Even those who are falsely accused him that he deceived them.
Nabio simai pastor.
One prophet I hear.
Obati bibichi.
I hear is TB.
Biri awe bitu.
Is something there.
Nange sibitegera
nyo. Me too, I don't understand.
Che chigambo
cha Katonda. What I understand most it's the word of God.
Yavayo na agamba ombo moyo ya mulimbi.
Outside the spirit of the city.
Corona agenda kuvao.
Corona will be moving away.
Yagamba mwezi chigwa musamu gwa 10.
He spoke which month?
Gwa kusadu.
In March 2020.
Bona atavao.
It did not go away.
Eh mwali mmazo okuleka obutali butukirivu bwamu.
Had you left your unrighteousness?
Atechi dunji simu omuntu kuvuya mulimba.
The good thing it's not the Holy Spirit who deceived.
Naye omuzimu omuntu kuvuya.
But the Holy Ghost.
Ugo gwe bayita omuzimu omuntu kuvuya.
That they called the Holy Ghost.
Simu omuntu kuvuya ali mutindu
eki. Not the Holy Spirit in those things.
Mpozi oboli yao bali zosonyiwa
perhaps the
composer ne bakuzula nga wamuvola.
They attach perhaps and they discover you blasphemed him.
Kitwa sembyo kusoma Matthew sura eri.
But we ended reading the Matthew.
Matthew sura ya 2 ya 12.
Matthew 12.
Asatu mrumpaka asatu mbili.
From 31 to 32.
Dinayali voro moyo mtu
kwa one who blasphemed the Holy Spirit.
Dali sonyiwa.
Will not be forgiven.
Omuvola otia.
How do you blaspheme him?
Hebrews sura ya mukaga.
Hebrews chapter 6.
Unyoro okona.
From verse 4.
Akore 10.
Into 10.
Ayogera bwati kusonga
hizi. Speaks this on those issues.
Abebrania sura ya mukaga no runyiriri olwokuna.
Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 4.
Kubanga abamalo okwakirwa ne balega kukirabo ekyo muggoro.
Yes.
Abamalo okwakirwa.
Those were enlightened.
Mwamulisibwako ne kukigambo mwali mukimanyi.
You got enlightened of the word, you even knew it.
Manchino chichiam.
You knew this is the wrong, this is the rightful.
Ne mwamanya ne njiri entufu ne mugirekawo.
You defended the rightful gospel and abandoned it.
Mwamanya njiri entufu ya bwaka bakabwa akatonda.
The true gospel is of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Ne yakagenderene mukyusa.
But you intended to change.
Mutandiko bulire njiri ebyenfuna byensi.
began to preach the prosperity gospel. Holy Spirit is a gift freely given
and
to us who have repented in the world.
Things,
miracles, blessings,
gifts.
Them to are freely given and we to freely give. Matthew 10 verse 7 to 8. That freely you're given, you're too freely given. Even you
that
some of you were enlightened.
You
separated darkness with light. After you enter darkness.
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 4. Kubanga abo abaamala okwakirwa ne balega ku kirabo eky'omuggulu ne bafuuka abasse ekimu mu mwoyo omutukuvu.
Ne mutambula n'omwoyo omutukuvu juzi.
And you even moved with the Holy Spirit recently?
Ne mubulira enjiri eyasooka nga yali ntufu.
Preached the initial gospel was a true gospel?
Nga mukanya wamu n'omwoyo omutukuvu ku njiri eyava mu ggulu.
Agree with the Holy Spirit with the gospel which came from heaven.
Mwawonyanga okusooka awatali kusasula.
Before you healed without making people pay.
Mwasabiranga emikisa awatali kusasula.
Spread blessings without paying for them. Era
mukimanyi mumwe.
And you know among you.
Mwamana ne mubivaako ne mutandula okukola ebitasaana.
After you left that you began to do things not right.
Namugobera manyi g'ekizikiza
kya Satan. And you followed powers of darkness that of Satan.
Agogerwake eri mu Yeremia.
Spoken of in Jeremiah.
Suri ya biri mwesatu.
Chapter 23.
Yino mwena nolwe 10.
From verse 9 and 10.
Ibanabi ne bakabona bono
onesi. Prophets and the priests corrupted.
Amagenda gabwe simalunji.
Their way is not good.
Namanyi gabwe simalunji.
Even their power is not good.
Nemuwanyisa ne muleta amanyi g'ekizikiza.
Exchange brought powers of darkness.
Nemusigalanga muli imba abantu.
And you remain deceive people.
Mono moyo mutukuvu.
This is the Holy Spirit.
Nemuchusa ne erinya.
And even change the name. You call him the Holy Ghost. And you move, don't abuse him. Has he ever been a ghost? Now you people, if in Latin or in any other language, ghost meaneth the Holy Spirit. Let that be in the language of that side. But in English, a ghost is a ghost. It does not mean the Holy Spirit. Do not confuse us with languages. The meaning of words based in languages. You yourselves who first taught us English here.
You
told us ghost is a demon. That to overturn our mind, we know to follow that. And you change the way we see. Even the goodness that is in Christ, we cannot accept that.
When
you yourselves who taught us English, after you corrupted us, say emu etegeza musamu. In the counting of clock. And 2 minutes 8.
Things
to always from realize us of this world. They come right from Satan.
Still
is what you wanted as you changed the watch.
Most
when you reached Africa. And you say it. 4 means 10.
Why?
Initially you didn't tell us 10 is 4.
First Bible wrote,
they had not written there the Holy Ghost. And they wrote the Holy Spirit.
Mwangara tuchusantegera netulemeddeko musala
understanding, but we have remained on the rightful path.
Kubanga no moyo mtukuvaliwa munafu tujukize byasoka.
Holy Spirit is together with us preparing as the initial things
of yali,
as they were,
we will know kuba
the way they have to be and the way they will be.
Amen.
Bwe byali yali moyo mtukuvu era bwali no kuba era bwajjo kuba.
The Spirit is the way he is to be and he will be that.
Tagena chuka mu biro bya mwe bino ebyo kuononeka.
These are seasons of corruption.
Afuko muzimu omutukuvu.
To become the Holy Ghost.
Echo chifu.
That is wrong.
Chicho.
Is not that?
Aha.
Yes.
Kakati aba maro kuakirwa.
Those who got enlightened.
Bavivambe batani ko kuononeka okufuro moyo mtukuvu.
Began blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
Amara yoru nyiriyoro.
Do you finish that verse?
Abebrania esule yomukaga n'olunyiriryo lw'okutaano.
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 5.
Nebalega ku kigambo ekirungi ekya Katonda. Ne kumanya ag'emirembe gigenda okujja. Olunyiriryo lw'omukaga. Ne bagwa okubivaamu. Tekiyinzika bo okuzza okubazza obujja olw'okwenenya.
Mulimu n'abantu tebakyasobola kwenenya.
There's some they cannot more even repent.
Nga Katonda kyabasonyiwa.
God cannot more forgive them.
kumanyira nnyo mwoyo mutukuvu ne musukkirira
mu realizing the Holy Spirit too much of it.
Atukanga enjiri ojimanyi ya bwakabaka wa
nabutukirivu. Not the gospel of the kingdom on righteousness. Heaven is what we have to preach.
No wanyisa no obulira mwe byenfuna byense.
Change preach material gains of this world.
Nofuko omulabe era nofula banji
abalabe. An enemy turn many into enemies.
Mutambule ibuga nebyalo.
Remove cities and villages.
Mumuchusa omuntu
omu. Change one person.
Mumamara okumuchusa.
After changing them.
Nani mufuro mwana wagene mirundi
yebi. Child of hell two times.
Mumamufuro omulabe wakati.
You made them an enemy of God.
Mumugatta kumulabe Satan.
Joined them on the enemy Satan.
Kale katonda agina kusunywa atya.
God, how will he forgive you?
Wanga yeka nyinyi ali alindirida makungula.
Self had a grievance harvest from you.
Era babiyokozi.
But see what you have done. You finish those verses as we wind up.
Hebrews 6
in the verse 6.
Nebagwa okubivaamu tekiyinzika bo kubazza obujja olw'okwenenya nga beekomerera bokka omulundi ogw'okubiri omwana wa Katonda nebamukwasa ensonyi mu lwatu.
Kaakati omaze okusuwaza Yesu omulundi ogw'okubiri omutadde ku musaalaba.
Christ, the second time you've put him on the cross.
Nego yinzo okumuzi omukomerere.
But you can you bring him back, crucify him.
Ademwa kufirire ogwokubiri.
Dies for you again the second time.
Bumanyanga nte kisubuka tutawana ngo kuvola moyo
mutu. It is not possible, never waste time blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga ate kuisa aliko maodi akuterewe kise.
When will Christ come back put that grace for you again?
Redo mazo kunyiza omwega ilizo omukuru.
Already you have grieved the chief intercessor.
Moyo wa mazi.
The spirit of truth.
Manyi abantu bano bazibu
nyo. These people are very hard.
Takati
now
ogambo sabira era wetaga sente.
You say you pray for people you need money.
Wamba labe yonga ngasatu mulu mu December mukorazi gundi.
But on the 31st December
mutere okorazi naka
nka. Usually make crossovers.
Aha.
As you call them.
Overnight simanyi naka.
Overnight.
Aha. Ebyo.
Your things.
Nemuandisa abantu yebetaga.
And you make people write down things they need.
Namba wa mabasa.
You give them envelopes. And they put money within them.
Kama abakolere kwe bibawandisa.
Go to work upon them what they need.
Nayo mwega ilizo omukuru simanyo bamumu wako.
But I don't know whether the chief intercessor will give him a portion.
Kuze mujje mabasa kubana yagenda kuba mukusaba huko.
Got it from the envelopes for it will be involved in those prayers.
Olabye omuntu kubuche bamukoze.
See what have done to the Holy Spirit.
Mukusabira ya kulembedde
mu pray for people is the one leading.
Ne Kristo Yesu mukama wa
Christ Jesus our master.
Wontegedde bulungi.
Then you understand.
Musala zona zitukola.
All prayers we make.
Izoko egayire zokuwebwa.
Intercession to be given.
Izo lutano nezo kwa eri katonda.
Offer and to supplicate.
Kati simanyo obo musimbi guno ogutebwamu.
I don't know whether this money put in.
Mbasa zili musala.
There where prayers are.
Bawebwa omoyo mtukuvu naeba muwako.
The Holy Spirit is given a portion.
Zumba muwako.
Pastor, do they give him?
Now,
you say evangelist
Benihin,
why you repented? The Holy Spirit told you, heaven, I'll throw you in hell, though you preached many years.
Or
what you preached, you brother sinned more.
Wansa agamba mbibula niyeyo.
Down he says in these Hebrews.
Jiyawari ali ndirida makungula kubo.
He had waited for harvests from them.
Meitarabi makungula.
Yet not seen the harvests.
Abebulani yesule yo mukaga n'olunyiriri olwo musanvu.
Hebrews chapter 6 in the verse 7.
Kubanga ensi enywe kuba ejitonyake emirundi emirundi eminji. Nebale mvezi basanira aba aboberi birwa. Efuno omugabo ogwo mukiseri Katonda. Olunyoro munana. Naye bwebala amagwa nesere. Tesimibwa eriere kumpi n'okukolimirwa. Ekomerero yayo kwokebwa.
Aha.
Yes.
Ya bafuka ko moyo omutukuvu
kusoka the Holy Spirit initially
narinde bibara
he waited for fruits
ebirunji
the good ones
bameze mu magwa
rather they have grown thorns
bali kumpi yeno okukolimira bali kumpi yete bayingide chikoli mu gamba
even entered the curse of God
yuvula benseri mu chikoli mu wakati
that's why the world is in the midst of the curse
ukuvu mwaka 22 ugwata
when their 2020 began
ukutuka anga twenenya
until we repent.
Mpozinga tulindiride wetugana.
Maybe when we refuse.
Muliro gokka.
Only fire.
Ogwenya ogwagena nogwenyanja
yo. Hell and the lake of fire.
Ejukira byonne byemikisa.
You remember all of the blessing?
Ebyamagero.
Miracles.
Omoyo mtu kubatola kubya kitafu.
The Holy Spirit gets from that
Bible of the Father.
Bible says he gives us.
Okuwa
giving
sikugura.
It's not buying.
No.
Not what?
He gives us. If you read John chapter 16, verse 12. All revelation is
freely.
All we ask the Holy Spirit is the one sent to give them to us. Yet if he gives us, I wonder those who sold. You read as we summarize.
Yokane sule ye kumi no mukaga, noru nyiriri ule kumi nebili.
John 16 verse 12.
Nchari na vinji okubabu ulira. Nete mui inza kubigu minkiriza kakano. Onyole kumi nesatu. Neyebu alijoyo omoyo wa mazima. Anawarunga mianga mazima gona. Kubanga tayogere nga kububwe yeka. Neyo nabia ana uliranga, biana yogere anga. Yana babu ulirange bigendo kuja. Ule kumi nenya. Oyana ngulumiza nganze. Kubanga anato oranga kubiange na babu ulira mwe. 15. Bionabio na chitange biyari na vyo bie biyange. Chemfudenga mati anato ola kubiange na babu ulira mwe.
Yes. The Holy Spirit who gets from that of the Father. What's of the Father is of Christ. He gives us from all revelation of the gospel. Means we shouldn't sell it because he too reveals it as he gets and gives us. Gets from the many miracles of God and he works for us. Gets from the many blessings of God and he gives us. Now he is freely given. When he left emphasized us in the Matthew 10 verse 7 and 8, saying, when did we change? Matthew chapter 10 from verse 7.
Bwe mubanga mutambula mubulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka. Olunyolo 8. Muwonyenga abalwadde, muzukizenga abafu, mulongosenga abagenge, mugobenga daimoni mwawewa buwa namwe muwenga buwa.
Yes,
bamutamulambulu
preach the kingdom of heaven.
Nabo mubuweredwa
buwendirie, you to be freely given that gospel.
Namwe mujiweyo buwa,
you to freely give it out.
Abawayo kwebaza,
those who give the thanks,
chimwe che 10 nebiwebwa,
the tithes and the offerings, the pledges,
neche yokwewa echo echo kwa echo kwa yagali echo che yagali
the free will of
God. Namwe
give, but you
gotten
wisdom, never sell it. The wisdom is that in the world. Heal, raise the dead,
act
resurrection freely give,
cast
demons freely. Freely you're given, you to freely give.
Freely
let all that.
Bring
the gospel of the kingdom of God
in
the brightestness in the kingdom of heaven.
As
light of the word of God is the blessings, miracles involving healing, resurrection, and the others. Gifts to us who are called. As in the Matthew 10 verse 1, he called his disciples, gave them authority
for
spirits to cast them.
It
all form of sicknesses he gave them. Now you who sell,
Benihin
best there to repent. Take not mind of what you will speak. When
you
painted, many of you greedy are
roles.
It was hidden in the name of the church, in the name of the servants of God. And you protruded with those eyes. But I'm sure if it's Benin and others, you hold that foundation. We
think
God has set the new generation. We shall speak upon you those good things after you've taken away those evils.
If
you insist and retain the wickedness, you are Sodom and Gomorrah. Now they testified that they were burnt because of homosexuality. Now we shall get back. Move on with the third paragraph of the repentance of evangelist Benihin.
And
we see at the end of all his come telling us what? For he spoke saying,
do you know why?
Wachi,
I do not want to go in heaven.
Sagala genda muguru,
and I be rebuked. I think it's time we say like it is.
To get in Gawechiri.
That the gospel is not for sale.
Nti enjiri si ya kutundibwa.
The blessings of God are not for sale.
Kisa ya katonda si ya kutundibwa.
The miracles are not for sale.
Ebyama gero si ya kutundibwa.
The prosperity is not for sale.
Erane nkula kula na si ya kutundibwa.
Tuchogere nga bakiri mu byawandikibwa kitegeeza bangi bakimanyi bwe kirina okubeera.
They know it is meant to be like that.
N'ensonga enkulu.
In the main reason.
Ayagala agenda mu ggulu bamugobe.
Does not want go to heaven they chase him from there.
Yubira mu Matayo esura ya musanvu.
In Matthew 7.
Abiri mwemo n'okukira.
Verse 21 downward.
Shibuli ayogera mukama wange mukama wange.
What speak Lord Lord.
Yali ingira obwakabaka bw'omugulu.
Enter the kingdom of heaven.
Banga bangi bali janga bagamba.
Many people come say.
Wabulira enjiri.
Preach the gospel.
In your
name. But which gospel?
Of
the gains of the world. We cast demons. We gave prophecy. We healed. In your name.
Said,
apart from me. You workers of iniquities. That
ability.
They preach the gospel, but which gospel?
The miracles
were done by the wolves.
The
Holy Spirit, why did they sell them? Blessing they prayed for.
If
they were of the Holy Spirit, why did they sell them? Except they had departed from him. They joined on powers of darkness.
To
contend against God.
We
shall get back to see.
Why
he doesn't want to go to heaven, they chase him from there. He saw all had not done the will of God.
To
do what's done in heaven,
it
will be done on earth. Preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.